Malka. It's really an opportunity for everyone to say thank you. The shul says thank you to me. I say thank you to you. And it's all true. But every shul has to have a vision, an idea of where you're headed. And without a vision, things just go on their own. I'd like to ask you a question. We're all familiar with the idea that after the Nes Chanukah, there was no Menorah. The Menorah had become Tameh, had been defiled. So the Gemara says they took seven spears and somehow attached them together, and in doing so, ended up with a makeshift Menorah. That's what it says in the Gemara. So I don't understand. Nebuchadnezzar came along, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he took the menorah with him, he took it with him back to Babel, and we find that Belshazzar had the menorah, Achashverosh had the Klei HaMikdash, and when they built the Bayis Sheni, so they just shipped it back, and they used the menorah, they used all the kelim of the Bayis Rishon. That's what it says in the Pasuk, that the kelim that they had taken for the Bayis Rishon, they sent back, and they used the Bayis Sheni. And here the Avonim came, they didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They defiled the Beis HaMikdash, even burned down the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever they did to the Menorah, it stayed in its place. And Im Kol Zeh, they couldn't use the Menorah. They said, we can't use the Menorah, we need a new Menorah. So I don't understand. The Chorban in 70 years, they could use the Menorah. And this, they can't use the Menorah. Very hard to understand. So I'm not sure what the technical answer is. But one thing I understand, Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy. He came to conquer. He was a conqueror, and he was conquering. He had no battle with Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He had no battle with Tyrus Yisrael. He had no battle with mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Not at all. His whole battle was a regular army. I don't need it. Really, I don't need it. The Gabbai always tells me what to do. Thank you. So Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, but it was all conquering. It was all about conquering a nation. Such a menorah they were able to use. The Avonim came along. It wasn't about destroying. It wasn't about conquering. It was just one thing. It was about pulling Klal Yisrael away from Torah and mitzvahs. That's all the Avonim were about. It was a religious thing. They conquered. Klal Yisrael didn't have a king at that time. It was a religious battle. It was something that had to do with Torah and mitzvahs. But Beis HaMikdash can survive Chorbanos, can survive people who want to kill Leilu Yidden, want to destroy Yidden, want to conquer Yidden, want to torture Yidden. All that Klal Yisrael could survive, and Beis HaMikdash could survive. But pulling Klal Yisrael away from Torah and mitzvahs, that is no, there's no continuation. It's a break. The kelim are gone. We're not using the kelim. However, they were matar the kelim the first time. They were not matar the second time. And they had to have a clean break with what happened beforehand. In our times, Baruch Hashem, we worry a lot about Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, about Am Yisrael, about the politics in America that could affect Am Yisrael, and rightfully so. But all of the worries and efforts about the physical continuity of Klal Yisrael pales in comparison to the efforts we have to put into Torah Mitzvahs, which is really what Klal Yisrael is about, what a Beis HaMikdash is about, what a Mikdash Ma'at is about. And that's the effort to which we have to rededicate ourselves on a regular basis. When I started in this rabbi business, Rabbi Yitzchak Isbi, Olam HaShalom, was the rabbi in the Aguda of Avenue L, the Beis Binyamin. So Rabbi Isbi told me at the time, you really get the first 2-3 years to try to change people. Afterwards, it's maintenance. You know, you got to sort of keep people the same. And when we put up the building, Rabbi Isbi Olam HaShalom told me, oh, you're going to get a second chance. It's a new Aschala. But afterwards, it's maintenance. That's a very depressing thought. It's like I should go to a new place every 2 or 3 years. But the truth is, maintenance is a major effort to keep people where they are. But the idea is to have new aschalas all the time, to try to start with new ideas, new things. It's very, very hard to wake up an olam to something new. And whatever efforts I put into repeatedly mentioning a mishmar or a hakel, whatever it is an effort to get a new aschala. You guys are capable of more than maintenance. I mean, those of you who stayed up with little children know that you can go to sleep late at night, you can do it less sleep. When you get older, so you should put that time and that effort into being in the base medrash, into doing for yourself, into doing for your own ruchnius and your own neshama. It's something that requires just a reawakening, a rededication every once in a while. The base medrash, being part of the base medrash, needs a vision of going somewhere with it, accomplishing with it, becoming more and better with it. And that's really the call that the Malav Malki is a reminder every year. At a barber I went to for many years, I hope he's still alive and well, Mr. Schwartz on 16th Avenue. I don't know if anybody went to him. Gedolei Yisrael had haircuts by him. I figured if I go to him, maybe it'll rub off a little bit. Remember Rav Epstein, Rav Shapiro, he gave haircuts to all the best. When he became a rabbi, he's once giving me a haircut. He says, "Did you prepare it? Your Shabbos Shul Midrasha?" I said, "No." He says, "I'll tell you what to say." So he clears his throat like he's speaking, a tire. He said, in Yiddish he tells me, "Without tzulin the electric, without tzulin the gas, without tzulin the dues," he starts talking all speech, just about money. So I told him, "Is that what your Rav speaks about?" He said, no, he's the gabbai in the shul and he has to pay the bills. So that's what he's thinking about, tiring you. God, his grandson ended up in my shira, very close to him. But the mark is about raising money, but it's not about raising money. It's about putting effort into rededicating, reawakening, having some new type of haskalah in devotion to the shul. I ask you all to take one of the ruchniyistika avodas that the shul offers that either you're not part of or you're not as committed to as you are, and to rededicate yourself, recommit yourself to being part of it, to picking up something from what the shul does, and making yourself your chelek and elam haba a little better, a little more. And that's haschala, and that's really what the appeal is here tonight. An appeal not for the electric and not for the gas, and it is for that also, but I don't want to get in trouble, but it's also it's basically take one of the things the shul has to offer and try to rededicate yourself and reinvolve yourself and be a part of it. Tonight we make a siyum on Mishnah Berurah. I know you will all enjoy the end of Shulchan Aruch, which is of course Hilchos Purim. And very famously the Shulchan Aruch, which starts with the words Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Sami, Ramah starts with that. The Shulchan Aruch on the other hand ends with the words Tayv Lev Mishteh Tavit, which is a means that a good heart is somebody who's always celebrating. Depends what you're celebrating. Celebrating the right things. You're a positive person, you have a positive life. Tayv Lev Mishteh Tavit. Hadron Allah, Sefer Mishneh Berurah, Hadron Chalon, Daiton Allah, Sefer Mishneh Berurah, Daiton Chalon. There's Nashim Yilach, Sefer Mishneh Berurah, Nashim Yilach, Leib Amadein, Leib Amadein, Leib Amadein, Leib. How can anybody for Mishneh Berurah have to say like it's Nashim Yilach? Our whole life is around, our lives are around the Mishneh Berurah. Harav Nadein, Lahinu Zdibis, Erascha Befinu, Vizach Mitzrav, Niyakorim, Anachim, Tzatzainu, Tzatziyamcha, Vez Yisrael, Kulanu, Yayde Shemech, Avalayim, Dei Teresech, Lishma, Miyabais, Et Meni, Mitzvisech, Ki Lailam, Hi Li, Ili Bissami, Bechu Kech, Laman, Layevash, Lailam, Lai, Eshkap, Yikudecha, Kibam, Chiyisani, Barchata, Adinai, Landeidik, Lukecha, Amen, 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 Selav, Oed. Maidam, Nachma, Fanecha, Adinai, Leinu, Vala, Visenu, Shant Chalkein, Vila, Shebeis, Medjish, Lemi, Eshe, Kronai, Sanchanu, Mashkim, Vahim, Mashkim, Anushkim, Divertai, Mashkim, Divan, Batalim, Anu Amelim, Hema Amelim, Anu Amelim, Mundus Kavan Sochar, Ve Amelim, Hema Kavan Sochar, Anu Rotsim, Hema Rotsim, Anu Rotsim, Chayim Abba, Ve Hema Rotsim, Ve'er Shachas, Shenema, Vatelim, Teridem, Ve'er Shachas, Anshi Domru, Mirma, Le'yatsu, Yemeyam, and Yeftah Pach. Ve'er Rotsim, Ufnech, Adi, Nai, Elei, Heinu, V'shem, Shaz, Atonu, L'sayim, Asayif, Mishnah Berurah, Kach, Tazreinu, Mahastel, Svarim, Achayim, L'sayim, Alum, Alam, Yudushim, Vastik, Vokayim, Kol, Dibre, Salmat, Teresach, Biyahava, Skus, Kol ha-poiskim ha-niskorim v'sefer Mishnah Berurah tamid lanu l'zareinu v'zay tomash ha-tayr ha-pinu v'zareinu 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 ha-noilom yizkayim banu v'salecha ha-tencha ha-isach v'shachwa tishmachu l'tzis yisichecha ki v'yir v'yamecha yisifu l'chash n'ayishchayim v'arech yamin b'imina v'smayla ha-ishev ha-kavayin adinayaz v'amayitena adinayav v'arechaz v'amayiv ha-shalayim.